everyone, and welcome back to IndonesianPod101.com. This is Lower Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 20. How long have you lived in this Indonesian city? I'm Becky.
Hello, I'm Fira.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to discuss events in the past. The conversation takes place at an office.
It's between Ade and Novi.
The speakers are colleagues, so they'll be using formal Indonesian. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Kamu dari Bogor?
Iya, saya dilahirkan di sana.
Sejak kapan kamu pindah ke Jakarta?
Saat saya umur 17 tahun.
Tapi, kamu tahu tentang Jakarta lebih banyak daripada orang-orang yang saya kenal.
Sebenarnya, saya pernah belajar panduan wisata untuk pengunjung asing.
Listen to the conversation one time, slowly.
Kamu dari Bogor?
Iya, saya dilahirkan di sana.
Sejak kapan kamu pindah ke Jakarta?
Saat saya umur 17 tahun.
Tapi kamu tahu tentang Jakarta lebih banyak daripada orang-orang yang saya kenal.
Sebenarnya, saya pernah belajar panduan wisata untuk pengunjung asing.
Listen to the conversation with English translation.
Kamu dari Bogor?
You're from Bogor?
Iya, saya dilahirkan di sana.
Yep, I was born there.
Sejak kapan kamu pindah ke Jakarta?
When did you move to Jakarta?
Saat saya umur 17 tahun.
When I was 17 years old.
Tapi, kamu tahu tentang Jakarta lebih banyak daripada orang-orang yang saya kenal.
But you know Jakarta better than anyone I know.
Sebenarnya, saya pernah belajar panduan wisata untuk pengunjung asing.
Actually, I used to study travel guides for tourists. Fira, how common is it for young people to move to big Indonesian cities?
There are plenty of young people who move from rural areas into major cities such as Jakarta, Bandung, Semarang, Surabaya, and Medan, looking for a better quality of life. They go to these cities to look for better jobs.
They probably think that big cities offer more jobs and guarantee a higher income than rural areas.
That's right. But there's also some bad side effects.
One of them is the increasing unemployment rate because of the limited numbers of jobs, increase in traffic jams, and rising crime rates. Besides that, the farms and fields are left untended in the rural areas. But I've heard there are some governmental projects of transmigration, so I hope that will help. Now, let's take a look at the vocab and phrases used in this lesson. The first word is
dilahirkan.
To be born.
Dilahirkan. Dilahirkan.
Next we have
pindah.
To move.
Pindah. Pindah.
Next we have
umur.
Age.
Umur. Umur.
Next
tentang.
about.
Tentang. Tentang.
Next.
Daripada.
Than.
Daripada. Daripada.
Next.
Kenal.
To know, to be acquainted.
Kenal. Kenal.
Next.
Belajar.
Study.
Belajar. Belajar.
Next.
Pengunjung.
Visitor.
Pengunjung. Pengunjung.
And last.
Wisata.
Travel.
Wisata. Wisata.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is
dilahirkan,
which means to be born.
This is made up of the prefix di, the root word lahir, the verb meaning to be born, and the suffix kan.
The prefix makes the verb passive, right?
Yes. The di prefix makes the verb lahir passive. For example, when you're talking about your place of birth, you can use this word.
So how would you say to give birth?
When the speaker is the one who gave birth, they use melahirkan instead. This verb means to give birth.
Okay. Can you give us an example using this word?
Dia dilahirkan pada tanggal 8 Januari.
Meaning, she was born on January 8th. Okay. What's the next word?
Daripada.
Which means than. When you compare two or more items, you can use this preposition between the items.
For example, you can say A daripada B to mean A than B.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Ibuku suka saya daripada kakak.
This means my mother likes me more than my older brother. Okay, now on to the grammar. In this lesson, you'll learn how to discuss events in the past, such as places you've lived, or traveled, or worked. When you're asking about when someone started doing something, you can say,
Sejak kapan kamu? Sejak is the preposition that means since. Kapan means when, and kamu means you. Sejak kapan kamu?
This literally means, since when, have you? Then you can put a verb and other elements. Fira, can you give some examples using this pattern?
Sure. Sejak kapan kamu pindah ke Jakarta?
Which means, since when have you lived in Jakarta?
Here, I said sejak kapan kamu first, then said pindah ke Jakarta, which means to live in Jakarta.
How do you say, since when do you work here?
To work here in Indonesian is bekerja di sini. So the answer is, sejak kapan kamu bekerja di sini?
What about, since when have you been studying Indonesian?
To study Indonesian is belajar bahasa Indonesia. So the question will be, sejak kapan kamu belajar bahasa Indonesia?
And how can we answer these questions?
You can answer them a few ways. The first way is sejak tahun 2000,
which means since the year 2000.
Dari bulan lalu,
from last month.
Or you can say saat saya lulus kuliah,
when I graduated from university. Let's take a look at another pattern. When you want to state or indicate that you have already been to some place or have already done some action, you can say
saya pernah. Saya means I. And pernah means ever. Saya pernah.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. Saya pernah belajar bahasa Indonesia.
Meaning, I used to learn the Indonesian language.
Saya pernah tinggal di Amerika.
Meaning, I used to live in the US.
And finally, we have, apakah kamu pernah pergi ke Australia?
Have you ever been to Australia? Listeners, have you ever dreamed of starring in one of our lessons?
If your answer is yes, use the voice recording tool on the lesson page.
Record your voice with a click of a button.
And then play it back just as easily.
Then, compare it to the native speakers in the lesson.
And adjust your pronunciation. After a few tries, you'll be speaking better Indonesian than Becky here.
Hey! Go to IndonesianPod101.com and rapidly improve your Indonesian pronunciation. Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Sampai jumpa lagi.
Kamu dari Bogor?
Iya, saya dilahirkan di sana.
Sejak kapan kamu pindah ke Jakarta?
Saat saya umur 17 tahun.
Tapi, kamu tahu tentang Jakarta lebih banyak daripada orang-orang yang saya kenal.
Sebenarnya, saya pernah belajar panduan wisata untuk pengunjung asing.